Hi there, and welcome to your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and I'm looking forward to this discussion today as we are on this beautiful solemnity of the Immaculate Conception and how wonderful it is, this incredible day, this holy day of obligation, when we absolutely honor our Blessed Mother, and we're talking all about her today. Okay, so that's that. I'm going to give you the question in just a moment, but I want you to gear up for this. This is exciting, so we can shout to the world how much we love our spiritual mother on this Feast of the Immaculate Conception. So here's the question. Was there a time when you knew, you really knew, that the Blessed Mother, Mary, was praying for you? You were getting help from heaven, from the Blessed Mother. Was there a time? I'm going to share a story in my life that I absolutely understood that I was getting help from our spiritual mother. Did that ever happen to you? Was there a time when you just knew Mary was praying for you? You were getting that help from heaven from her. Please, call in, share your story. Now, you got to condense it down. You have to make it a quick story for all of us so we can get a lot of calls in. But please share your story. If you've had that kind of feeling, that encounter, that relationship with the Blessed Mother, please dial this number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And we have Matt on the phones. Michael is at the controls today, our wonderful producer. And Rich is on social media. I would be waving to all of you, but keep the chats going. I'm still under the weather. I had to break down and go on antibiotics. So I'm feeling much better. So I don't know what happened there, but I'm hopefully it'll be behind me. And then we can move on with the holidays. That's, you know, usually when you get sick, you're like, please let me just get through it for a couple days and then be done. And that's what I'm hoping for. So thanks for all the prayers. I appreciate it. I am feeling much better, although you can hear a little scratchiness in my voice. But I wanted to be here with all of you because this is so important. Phone lines are lighting up. This is a very, very serious, important episode today on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, because this holy day of opportunity, this holy day of privilege. Okay, yes, it is a holy day of obligation. And I understand that the churches were packed this morning. My husband quickly told me as soon as he got out of Mass this morning, you're not going to believe this. It was standing room only. And I heard that it was that way across where the diocese where I live in the Diocese of Phoenix. I hope that was for your diocese too, because being a holy day of obligation, we do want to fill the churches and we do want to express our love and our honoring of our spiritual mother on this wonderful, incredible, powerful feast day of the Immaculate Conception. Now, if you have felt her help from heaven, our Blessed Mother, if you have really developed that relationship with her and you felt so close to her and you just know that she was there for you, I can tell you somebody that would definitely, if he was with us still today, would definitely participate in this conversation is John Paul II. Okay, our wonderful wonderful saint and previous Pope, John Paul II, with his devotion and love with the Blessed Mother. I mean, he credits her for saving him from that assassination attempt. Okay, so I know he would participate in this conversation if he could, right? Because, I mean, he had that relationship with her early on, and she was there for him when he needed her most. Is she there for you? And have you felt it? And do you just know, just beyond every, you know, everything you can imagine, that you just absolutely are certain that she showed up for you? Maybe you prayed Lady Undoer of Knots multiple times, and then all of a sudden you just knew something was moving in a great direction, and you knew that Our Lady was responsible for that. Okay, I understand from Adam Bly, religious demonologist, that on the during his exorcism work that he does on a weekly basis, oftentimes Mary is called in by Jesus to end the possession. Okay, so that you're talking, she's very, very active. She's very important in our spiritual lives. And have you developed that relationship with her? And do you feel her? Do you know that she's working on your behalf and really praying for you? Please, this is your time. shout to the world your love for the Blessed Mother on this beautiful feast day of the Immaculate Conception. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And maybe Mary is a stumbling block for you. Maybe that's one of the reasons why you haven't come into the church yet and you want to talk about it. Please call in. Everybody's welcome to participate. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, you are part of the Take Two family. So I really do expect your call. I know it's a busy time of year. Maybe some people are under the weather like I am, and maybe you're busy out there, you know, trying to get last minute gifts, all sorts of things you're trying to get ready for. I get it. But stop what you're doing and really change the world with your story. Okay. That's what your story, your lived experiences, your stories are doing. They're helping other people get closer to God. And that's what we're all called to do by our baptism. So we've got Lindsay, we'll be getting to in just about 3 minutes. Lindsay, hang on. You're a first time caller. You're going to lead the discussion today on this feast day of the Immaculate Conception. But I do need more callers on the lines right now. Don't wait till the end of the show. Was there a time when you knew beyond a shadow of a doubt, you knew that the Blessed Mother was praying for you. You were getting help from heaven. Share your story. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. You're going to hear the music in just a minute here, and then we're going to take that first break. When we come back, we'll start with Lindsay. I'd like to have you on the lines sharing your love, your appreciation for the Blessed Mother, and maybe there was a miraculous situation that happened, and you know you want to credit the Blessed Mother for that because of her work that she did. She's very powerful, she's very active, and she loves us. She's our spiritual mother. So please take this episode seriously. Make your call at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Matt is ready to answer your call, and he can hear your story first, and then you'll come on air with me, and we'll discuss it and see if we can get it out to the world so they can appreciate the Blessed Mother the way we do. We love her so very, very much. We want you to shout it to the world today. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. I'll be right back with Lindsay going first. Get to the phones in just a moment. We have one open phone line. That's right. So if you have something to share about the Blessed Mother, if you felt her help from heaven, if you just know that she was working on your behalf, please call in and share with the world, because we need to build confidence in the church triumphant, in everything that's in heaven, right? We need to build confidence. It's very important. And on this beautiful Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary, it is a holy day of obligation. I like to always say it's a holy day of privilege or a holy day of opportunity, because you don't have to go to, well, you should go to Mass. Absolutely, you have to go to Mass, but you still have your choices. You don't have to go, you get to go. And it's so important to look at it that way. So when you see Holy Day of Obligation masses on the calendar, please take them seriously. Mass is the highest form of prayer in our church. It's so incredible. It's a way to really advance your spiritual life. And in the Blessed Mother, with her, the dogmas of the church, and this the dogma of the Immaculate Conception, this is Mary being conceived without sin. Mary, it always gets confused, okay, that she was conceived without original sin. It is so powerful, and it definitely helps us when we can enter into it seriously. I cannot stress it enough. Please take Advent seriously. Slow down. Be conscious of everything around you. Really keep your focus, and definitely go to Mass today. Okay. And if you can't get to Mass physically, for sure, EWTN has you covered on radio and television with Masses going round the clock. So it's very, very important, because given that it is a holy day of obligation, we must, as good and faithful Catholics, take it seriously. Okay. Lindsay's first time caller from South Florida, listening on Alexa. Lindsay, Lindsay, tell us your story.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I just wanted to share this story as just for people to never lose hope for the conversion of their loved ones. My father, he's only 71, and he was diagnosed less than a month ago, actually, with terminal cancer. He has very little time left. We've always been prayerful about our father our whole life, just wanting to see him really to come to the faith, the one true faith. And we took him to Our Lady of Champion in Wisconsin. My sister and my dad, they live up there. So we took him there and we're praying for his healing, his physical healing. And that was maybe a few weeks ago. And then this past Wednesday, he said, he's like, I think I want to become Catholic.
Oh, wow.
And we were like, kind of like, my priest talked to him in the morning, and we had set up with him that afternoon. He met with a wonderful priest, a reverent young, like a 28-year-old priest. My dad gave an hour-long confession. Like, for my dad, who's like, I have no sin. I haven't murdered anyone. For my dad to sit and give an hour-long confession, receive the Eucharist, confirmation, anointing of the sick, and say, like, he feels so healed. Like, that's true healing. That is the healing we need for our dad, is that spiritual, eternal healing. And I remember a moment sitting at that shrine, looking at Mary, praying for a miracle, but never, ever perceiving it would be that one, which is far beyond a physical healing. Mm-hmm. So I want to share that story to inspire others to never stop praying, to never give up, and to know that our prayers are so powerful, but especially through Mary, because she loves us as our mom. So
wow.
That's my story.
It's a great story. You've got us in tears. I'll tell you, I'm just filled with emotion, Lindsay. Lindsay, I brought the prayer book out. Do you feel comfortable giving us your dad's first name as he's going through this final phase of his life?
Yes. His name is Steve.
Steve. Okay. And, you know, taking him to Our Lady of Champion, I love that amazing Marian site. Mm-hmm. It is the first and only approved Marian apparition site in the U.S. And for those that are near Wisconsin, please check it out. The National Shrine of Our Lady of Champion. It is unbelievable. And I agree with you, Lindsay. She definitely appeared there to Adele. Absolutely. She definitely did. And I felt it when I went down, taking the steps down into the grotto there. And and for you to take your dad, who's terminally ill, and take your dad there to go to his spiritual mother, and for him to be converted really on that spot, right? To really want to embrace his faith and then go through the sacraments in such a deep way. Wow, this is exactly what I was trying to convey this morning, and you did it so beautifully. And I know this is a difficult time for your family, because with your dad being terminal, of course it is, but it's also a very, like you have experienced already, Lindsay, it's a spiritual time. It's a deep time because that veil is so thin right now, and it's so incredible that the experience that your dad is going through, and by that you all around him are going to benefit from it. So I know it's painful and I know it's hard to lose, but think how much you're gaining spiritually.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, thank you so much. And when this has been happening, I've just really am like, this is the story I know others need to hear. There are so many times I hear stories even through your program that inspire me. And when I heard this morning, like this is the story that needs to be shared, because this will inspire someone. Mary will speak to someone through this story to never lose hope.
Amen.
She loves
Amen.
Us and she's always there.
Amen. Amen. Please keep us posted, and we'll be praying for your dad, Steve, and your whole entire family during this season, because I know holidays can be difficult. And then to have this on top of it, to be working through it can become very painful. So we're with you in prayer, Lindsay.
Thank you. God bless you.
Absolutely. You as well. And keep us posted. Thank you so much for sharing and being first up here on Take Two. We really appreciate it. Okay, Lindsay got us started beautifully. What an amazing, that's a miraculous story, actually. And it's incredible. Let's go to Rose in Georgia on WTOA. Rose, you're with us. Welcome to Take Two.
I am.
Hi, Rose.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So I was telling Matt my story, and this is weird because I don't tell it a lot because it's very weird and unusual. So, and I said, in the last 30 years since this happened, I've only repeated it like maybe five times. But the basis is, it was the christening day for my son. He's my second child. And to give it history, the christening for my first child was maybe like 18 months before. It was like less than 2 years before. And when we did that, we lived hours away from family, but people came into town for the christening. And I had all these people underfoot. Day before, and, you know, I lost control of what's going on in my house, and I was very frustrated. And so and that happens, and then all your guests leave, and you're back to normal. So when my son was being christened, I was trying to be, like, the perfect host, get everything done before everybody gets there, so everything is ready and everything is perfect. And I realized on the morning of the christening, I forgot to buy a corsage for the godmother. And that was, like, on my mind, it was, like, one of the biggest issues I had. Mm-hmm. And my husband had to go to work, and he wouldn't be back in time to help get things going. And we only had two little children, but he was going to meet us at the church. And I expected, like the year, you know, the previous event that had lots of family members just around and calling, like, hey, we're coming to town. What do you need? And I kept saying, oh, I hope somebody's going to call me. Somebody's going to show up, but nobody did. Mm-hmm. And even I was getting angry that nobody was doing it. I got so mad. And it got time where I got my daughter dressed, and I said, well, let me get the baby dressed in his christening outfit. And I was so mad. I said, somebody, why don't they just call me? So I could just say, pick up a flower, just one flower. I just want one flower. Right. All I asked for is that.
Oh, did we lose Rose? Oh, Rose, you got to call back. We got to hear the end of the story. I don't want to give away the end of your story. I see it on the comment line. Oh, she must have accidentally hung up. She got so into the story, she must have hit the disconnect button. Or maybe she'll call back. Okay, in the meantime, I'm going to leave it there. I will share the end of the story if Rose doesn't call back. Let's go to Ruth in the meantime in Sioux City, Iowa, on Siouxland Catholic Radio. Hi, Ruth.
Hi.
You go right. Yes, you go right ahead. You're on air.
I wanted to share when we had moved to a new area and I didn't know anybody, and I was hoping to meet up with a mom's group, and was all scheduled to go and had the kids in the car and just was nursing the baby. And I would just look up at our cross in our house and ask the Blessed Mother, I wish I had a Catholic mom's group I could go to. Mm-hmm. And the phone rings, and it's woman named Mary that was inviting me to a Schoenstatt mother's group. And that, to me, was a clear sign.
Wow. So you were asking that, and all of a sudden you get a phone call that confirms it. Wow. That's pretty incredible. Our Blessed Mother is fast.
Right. And I hadn't spoken to that woman in months. I'd met her once at church, and she said she just couldn't stop being nudged that she should call me.
Really?
Anyway, so even at the last minute, we get answers to our prayers if we just have to take time. That was my reminder. And this is more for my sake that it gives me a nudge to go back to that answered prayer and to delve deeper mm-hmm. into mm-hmm. that apostolate and grow closer to the Blessed Mother. So, but today is the our granddaughter's birthday, born on this feast day.
Wow.
And if I could ask for prayers for their family, for their prayer intentions to be answered, I'd be most grateful to our beautiful Take-Two family. You guys are quite the prayer partners.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much.
We take prayer very seriously. Now, if you feel, you don't have to, because God knows who your family is, but if you want to give me any first names, we always like to pray specifically by first names. If there's anybody first names, feel free to give them to me. I have the prayer book out.
Okay. My name is Ruth. My husband, Dan. If you could pray for all of our family, we'll be getting together for Christmas, and mm-hmm. Then especially pray for, our children and their intentions.
Got it.
Have a beautiful safe and blessed time through this holy season. God would work on everyone's heart.
You got it, Ruth. I've got you in the prayer book. Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing today. And I love that you love the Blessed Mother so much. And it's important that we have episodes and shows like this so we can help others to grow in their faith and in their understanding that we do have help from heaven above. Ruth, thank you so much. God bless you. Have a beautiful rest of your Advent. And I appreciate the call. One more shout out to Rose. Rose in Georgia, if you're listening, you must have accidentally hung up in the middle of your story. So I'm going to give you a couple minutes to call back. If you're listening to the broadcast, call back I want you to give the ending to the story because you had built it up so beautifully. And I can share it because I saw it on the comment section, but I'd like you to. So if you can call back, dial 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And before we get to our next caller, Jan, I want to invite you to call in. And here's the question that we're asking today. When have you felt the help from heaven above? When you specifically felt the help from Our Lady, from the Blessed Mother, from your spiritual mother, you just know that she was behind it. You know that she took action. You know that she was praying for you. You know that she cared. When have you felt it? Could you share a story like Lindsay did and Rose and Ruth? And now I'm going to get to Jan. I want to hear from you. And maybe you've never felt the Blessed Mother. Maybe we could change that today on this beautiful solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, this holy day of obligation where we honor Our Lady so very, very much. It's a dogma of the church, very important, and it's an important holy day, so we do want to take it seriously. So I would really love for you to call in 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Share your love with the world about the Blessed Mother. And Lindsay's call, it was Our Lady of Champion in Wisconsin. So I just had a comment come in. They were asking me about the Marian apparition. It's Our Lady of Champion in Wisconsin. You can look it up, go online, read about it, make a pilgrimage there. It's incredible. I was there. It was just amazing. So we are getting calls coming in. That is great. We are going to hit the pause button in just a minute, but I want to say hello to Jan. I just don't want her to hang up. Jan, let me say hello to you from Louisiana on Sirius XM 130. I'm going to say hello, but then I'm going to put you on hold because we're going to go to a break. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Debbie.
Okay, I'm
good.
Oh, you're good. Okay, I want to make sure that you stay on the line because we're going to go to a break in just a moment.
Okay.
But real quickly, Jan, if you'd like to start a little bit, just tell us kind of what the topic of your story that you're going to share with us, and then we'll hold it there. So what's the topic is
the
about
topic
your son?
Is Mary's answer to prayers when my son was in seminary.
Oh, good one. Okay. I can't wait to hear this story, Jan. And in just about 20 seconds, you'll hear the music. And when we come back, Jan will continue the story about her son when he was in seminary. This is going to be a fabulous story. Also, I'm sure revolving around the Blessed Mother. And that's what we're talking about today on the Feast of this Immaculate Conception. So there is one open phone line. I sure hope Rose from Georgia picks up that open phone line. If not, I'm going to share the end of the story, 833-288-3986. That's the number to call to get on your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. That's what Jerry and I always like to say. Jerry will be back tomorrow with us, and we've got another brand new show planned for you, but I want to finish this episode where we are shouting to the world how much we love the Blessed Mother on this beautiful holy day. I'll be right back. Question today, when have you felt that definite help from heaven, especially from the Blessed Mother? Please call in 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Great news. Rose is calling back. Rose, you're going to have to hang on because I greeted Jan already. Rose is calling back. She's going to finish her own story, so that is great. Before we get back with Jan and talking about her son when he was in seminary, let me just do a congratulations to two to two more EWTN radio partners. Okay, listen to this. Modern Day Radio serving Oregon with three stations. Listen to this, guys. This should get a drum roll. Is celebrating 29 years with us this week. Wow, that's a lot of souls for Modern Day Radio reaching. That is amazing. And Our Lady of Victory Radio in Lubbock, Texas, celebrating 11 years. That's fantastic. Congratulations to Rolando Moreno and his team at Modern Day Radio and Jonathan Metzler and his team at KVIO from your friends here at EWTN. Wow, that is very impressive. Okay, Jan in Louisiana, we're back with you. You're going to tell us the rest of the story about your son in seminary. You go right ahead, Jan.
How about our blessed mother? She's just awesome. I could talk about her all day, but this is a special story. Mm-hmm. When she really heard my prayers and answered me in such a special way. My son was in the seminary. He had been in for a little while. And I don't know if y'all realize that when your son enters seminary, he's kind of cut off from the world. Mm-hmm. And you don't really talk to him that much, or you really don't know what's going on, because they're trying to get them to detach from the world. Okay. So I was very much missing my boy. And I would share that with the Blessed Mother, and I'd say, you know how I feel? Jesus left, and, you know, it was hard, and you know what I'm going through. But really, please help me spend a little time with my boy. I really just need to know that he's doing okay. So one night, I was cooking dinner, and I was praying, and I usually have the rosary going or something, but I was saying I really am lonesome for him. Mm. And suddenly, he appeared at the door of my kitchen.
Oh, no way. Inside.
He's like, yes. He's like, Mom, what you doing? I said, well, I'm cooking dinner. And he said, well, I want to take you somewhere. So I just turned all the pots off, put the spoon down, let's go. So we got in his car, and we had time to visit. And I didn't know where we were going, and I didn't ask. So we live in a small town, and he drove north of town to another small town. And we were having nice, beautiful conversation. And then all of a sudden, Debbie, he drove up at this Marian shrine that I didn't even know about. I never knew it existed. Mm-hmm. It was just in a little town north of us. It was actually a shrine built to Our Lady of Fatima. It's a beautiful shrine. Mm-hmm. So he parked the car, and we got down. He said, let's go make a visit with the Blessed Mother. So we got down, and there was a woman there, and she invited us to say the rosary with her. So I asked Mary to spend time with my son, and she sent me and Nick to a Marian shrine where we prayed a rosary together.
Wow.
Just away, not far from my home. And then he brought me back home.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't say enough how much the Blessed Mother has helped me in my life. Mm-hmm. I would want to shout it mm-hmm. from the rooftop. Mm-hmm. She's a beautiful mother.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
really
well,
is.
Well, she,
and my son was ordained in 2022.
Oh.
So he's been a priest for a few years. And just for your listeners to know, when, as the mom of a priest, he's a total gift to you. You know, he's not mine anymore. Love you, priest.
yes, and take care of our priest. Absolutely. Jan, I have to tell you, your story is another miraculous story, similar to Lindsay's story. I mean, this is amazing how the Blessed Mother, she knew
she's
your,
on point.
Exactly. She knew your mother's heart. You were crying out, and she said, oh, I can't, I've got to make this happen. And she, I could feel the Holy Spirit, and she orchestrated this. And then for it to come to be, and for you to be praying in front of Our Lady in this Marian site. Wow. I mean, does that not give you just incredible, and it should, for everybody listening, to the story, this hope.
When she does that, the consolations don't end. Like, I can go back to that and be consoled now.
Wow.
You know, and that was a long time ago.
Wow.
The consolations last. It's just beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're right, because you can go back to it and it reinforces mm-hmm. how you feel mm-hmm. And your relationship to the Blessed Mother. Yeah. Is so obviously your son is what I would call a Marian priest, because obviously he loves Our Lady. So that is so beautiful. Well, God bless his priesthood, and please thank him for saying yes to his vocation. Can I add him? Can I add him to the prayer book? It's
absolutely.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. it's
Father Nick.
Okay. Father Nick is in the prayer book. Jan, you are amazing. What an incredible story, a perfect story for this episode. Mm-hmm. And I so appreciate you calling in and sharing. Wow. I mean, I can still picture you at the kitchen getting ready to make dinner, and then you turn and then there's your son and you're like, is this a dream or something?
It's true.
Yeah.
I just appreciate being able to share it, and I hope that it can touch someone that is maybe going through something, and just know that they can lean on the Blessed Mother.
Absolutely.
She can handle anything.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Jan. Thank you. God bless you. Have a beautiful rest of your Advent season. Thank you so much. Wow. Okay. All right. Now, Rose has called back. I've stalled long enough so Rose can finish her own story. Rose, I was going to do it, but I was tempted and I stopped myself. I said, Debbie, no, it's Rose's story. She's got to finish the story. So go ahead.
I don't even know where I left off because it just cut me off and I kept talking and talking and talking. And at the very end, I was like, wait a minute. It's like dead air.
Yeah, right, right. Well, that's why I wanted to do the invitation for you to call back. So basically, you said you were just so upset that no one called you. All you wanted was one flower. Go ahead.
Is that as far as I got? Oh my gosh. I was so mad because I wanted it perfect. And I yelled and I was dressing my son and I said, all I asked for is one flower. I can't believe there's nobody here to help me. Nobody. You know, I was so mad. And then I felt something thump on my thigh. And I was sitting alone in the house with just my young toddler and my infant. And I thought, what is that? And I looked down and it was the head of a rose, very large head of a rose. And I said, that's crazy. And I said to my husband, what are you throwing this at me for? You hear me yelling? And I looked and he wasn't around. And I ran down the stairs and his car wasn't there. And there was no rose bushes outside that it could have come from. I was like, what the heck? This is great. What am I going to do with this? I asked for a flower for Christmas. Should I get this head of a rose? But it's a flower. And then I said, oh my gosh, I have been putting so much emphasis on making everything so perfect for the day. I've forgotten the importance of the reason for the day, the importance of the sacrament, of the baptism.
Right.
And it just grounded me for a moment. And I haven't told the story a lot because it's one of these weird things like, yeah, right, that happened. Well, it did. And it's just when all the guests all met us at the church, they didn't even come to our house that day. They all met at the church. We did the christening. We all came back and I was telling the story to everybody and I passed the flower around. Everybody could look at it and everybody was smelling it. Oh, it's so beautiful. It's a beautiful color. It was looking like a, I don't know, coral, whatever. It was just like a color I hadn't seen, but it was big. And very healthy. And they passed it around. Everybody's like touching it. Oh, this is interesting. And they thought, okay, great story. And I said, I'm going to preserve this. And I put it up on the top of the dresser in the baby room because I figured when I get a chance, I'm going to get a way to preserve it. And when I went back to get it, it was gone. And there was nobody else to touch it. And we're talking about late at night. All the guests are gone. My husband's gone back to work. It's gone. And it was one of these things where I mentioned it to the priest at the christening. I said, Father Arachi, you know, I wanted a flower so bad, and I got this flower. And he said, well, if I ever need flowers, I'll know who to call. You could just pray for them. But I wasn't expecting that. But what I got was the message, what's important is the baptism is what's important, not the cookies and not the flowers and not all that other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. But you also got the connection that you have with heaven, right? Because they're listening and they're watching.
You know, the whole thing that even to me, I know people might look at me like, yeah, right, that happened. But I know in my heart it happened, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, and there are miracles and they're not big miracles that are out there like, oh, look what he's doing. It's simple little things that happen, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Rose, it happens all the time with Saint Therese, the little flower. Yeah. People get confirmations all the time that she is listening and she is available and she's active. And so, you know, you with the preparation, with the baptism, with the christening, you know, you were calling out. You wanted, you know, some kind of reaction, some kind of response. Well, you got it.
Oh,
you,
I was so angry. And the thing is, I was becoming so ugly and angry on such a beautiful day that it just grounded me back into
beautiful.
This is what's important, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And of course, I think, would it have been St. Therese? I don't know, because when I was passing it around, all my, you know, sister-in-law say, it's a rose. It's got to be the Blessed Mother. It's got to be. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I don't know. It's just somebody answered me. Mm-hmm. And was it the Blessed Mother? I don't know. It came from somewhere, not in my home, you know.
Well, again, Rose, again, with like Jan's story with her son being in seminary, our Blessed Mother is our spiritual mother, and you're the mother in preparation for preparing for this sacrament, right?
Right.
And so it's the connection to our spiritual mother. I would say it was the Blessed Mother. Yeah.
Yeah. And as a mother, you are the one in charge of most of your children's sacraments.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So it really did. And probably good that it was my second child that I got this lesson to not let all the outside things interfere and keep what's important. So well, the rest of the children, they got a very stronger, faithful sacrament that it wasn't thrilled. Mm-hmm. It's the real thing, because I really felt it by that time where no, we're not wasting time on this. What's important is we get there and we're getting the sacrament.
Right, right. Well, Rose, I'm so glad you called back. I'm glad you told the ending of the story. It's always so much better when it's coming from the person that experienced it. And so thank you. Thank you for sharing with all of us. And thank you for building that confidence in Our Lady that we all need. We need the confidence in our Lord and Our Lady and all of heaven and the angels so that we can get through this thing called life. And it's very important. So our stories matter. And thank you, Rose. God bless you. You are a real trooper for calling back. We appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to let you go on that, Rose. Have a beautiful rest of your Advent season. And I'm going to get to Beth, because Beth is a first-time caller from Lansdale, Pennsylvania, on the EWTN app. And Beth, you've been waiting so patiently. You go right ahead.
Hi, Debbie. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, so I just wanted to, you know, reiterate my story. I had, you know, we lived in our farmhouse, our beautiful farmhouse, for 10 years. And there was, you know, a couple situations we were shaking, you know, we needed to shake it up. We lost our jobs and we were exploring new jobs. And also, we just didn't know quite where the Lord wanted us to, you know, after we were going to move. But we did know that we needed a contract on our house first, before we were going to make any kind of a move. So we were in limbo, and I just went to the Miraculous Meta Novena. I just decided I'm going to say this every day. I said it religiously for months, and it turned out that, you know, my job next time around, I was studying to be a real estate agent, became a real estate agent, and lo and behold, I went to an open house that one of my coworkers had about 15 minutes down the road from where I live. Mm-hmm. And it struck me that there was a cross in the distance behind the trees. Mm. Big, big cross. And I knew that it was near a parish. Wasn't sure what the parish was called, because there was a couple different ones that were local to it. So I just wasn't sure. But I just remember that vision. And that night, in the middle of the night, I remember, you know, waking up my husband, and I said, I really think that God wants us to be at this house.
Wow.
I think that this is where he wants us to move to. And, you know, sure enough, we got a contract on our house. And actually, the price of the house that we were targeting did come down in price as well. So it was like a perfect storm. Mm-hmm. Where we put a bid on the house and we got it.
Wow.
And then I find out, you know, that this parish is our Mary Mother the Redeemer.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was so strong to me. I just knew that, Mary was behind it the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
To this day, still say the novena, my husband and I. And when our dog had passed, we said it for 9 days out loud with our children. It's just such a strong novena.
Wow. Well, you have that close relationship with Our Lady, and it's so obvious. And she was able to help in this situation with the house and getting the right place for you. And I love that you're so devoted, and you continue the connection to Our Lady. That is so powerful. Yep. Have you put an outdoor blessed statue of Our Lady in like one of the areas of the home?
Outside it?
Mm-hmm.
Like buried it?
No. Just like in a garden, in a rose garden or in a flower garden or some kind of, have you done any of that? Have you put a Mary statue in?
I do not. We have a St. Francis statue outside front, in the front.
Right.
I do not have a Mary statue. No.
Okay. You may want to think about it, because as you were talking the whole time, even before you shared, that you're in real estate and that you got the right house, I had this strong just feeling. And I when I closed my eyes, I could see it, that there needs to be a statue. I just wanted to share that with you. So keep that in mind. And maybe next time, wouldn't it be funny, Beth, if you happen to be walking past someplace and somebody's letting go of one of their statues?
No, I know, Debbie. That is strong. Thank you. I appreciate you saying that. Yes, I will think about that. I do think about that actually in real estate. It's a strong novena. I have it now. I have a list of must be 50 people that I pray for.
Wow.
On this novena, and it just keeps growing.
That's awesome.
It's just a wonderful novena because it puts me in touch with all like the aspects of my life. For many years, these people were on my list. And it, like I said, the list just continues to grow.
Is it a special novena you're following? What's the name of it?
Miraculous Metal Novena.
Miraculous Metal Novena.
The Miraculous Metal Novena.
Got it. So I know which one it is. Okay. So I'm going to look it up. Yeah, no, I'm, it's turning into a ministry for you. So that's awesome. That's amazing. Cause you're praying for all those people. And so, I put you in the book, Beth, and for continued blessings in this, and prayer is powerful. I mean, that's what everybody's counting on right now is the power of prayer, and it's working, and God is moving, and hearts are changing, and people's lives are getting better because they are staying connected to the vine. They are staying connected to God. So it's very important. Beth, you're awesome. Thank you so much for sharing your beautiful story today, and abundant blessings to you and your family during this Advent season. Thank you, Beth. And call us again. You were a first-time caller, no more. So now you got to call us again. You'd be a regular caller. Okay, we're going to get to Kathy, who's another first-time caller. Before I get to Kathy, I wanted to share this. EWTN Live, Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Father Mitch talks with Edward Morse and Dan Daly discuss Boys Town, Father Edward Flanagan's legacy, and the debut of the new film Heart of a Servant, the Father Flanagan story. So that's going to be a fascinating and wonderful episode. Please check it out, folks. And that's Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay, Kathy, another first-time caller. We've got all first-time. Well, no, we've got a couple today. That's great. First-time caller from Toledo, Ohio, listening on our friends at Annunciation Radio. Hi, Kathy. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
So my story is my mom, he had dementia for probably about 5 years. And the last couple of years, she had to go into a nursing home, which was a Catholic-affiliated nursing home. So she started her dying process. It was about 6 weeks. The hospice nurse called and said, I think it's going to be in the next 1 or 2 days. And she didn't die. And my mom was always very devoted to our Blessed Lady, just a very devoted Catholic. She'd always pray the rosary. And like by day three, I'm just thinking, you know, they always say, you know, the Hail Mary, you know, that be at our hour of death, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just very long and hard. It's always hard when you watch a person die, you know?
Yeah.
So when she did pass, however, which was the third day, They happened to be praying the rosary in the chapel there, and they went in to tell him that my mother had died, and they had just finished the rosary with the intention of my mom. Oh. So I believe in Mary.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, it's interesting that you're bringing this up. I'm so sorry for your loss. I can relate. My mother passed away, and she had dementia too. And I can relate when you said about how you just watch them, you know, slowly drift away and then eventually pass. But you know, I'm so grateful to you, Kathy, that you brought up the Hail Mary, because they've said that a lot of saints have said this, and it's been written many times, if you look in the details of saints, that they've said that the Hail Mary, you know, towards you're praying that our Blessed Mother is with us at the end of our life here, and as we move on into eternal life, you're praying that Our Lady is with us. And many saints have said that is so powerful, and that's why many people who are dying have seen Our Lady. And so we forget that, because in these rote prayers that we have, the Our Father, the Hail Mary, we just say them sometimes, we ramble through them, but they are very powerful. They connect us, and they bring heaven to us, so that we are able to make this transition. And so I have to tell you, Kathy, I'm so grateful to you that you did share this story, and I'm sorry for your loss. I'd love to put your mother's name in the book, but to know that they were praying with your mom in mind, and with that intention, and with the power of prayer connecting us to heaven, so your mother could have that peaceful and blessed transition. That makes me so happy when I hear stuff like that. It really does, Kathy. And that's why the Divine Mercy chaplet, all sorts of prayers that we say for the dying and those and around their bedside, or when we're praying in the privacy of our home, they do connect us. We have to, I can't stress enough. That's the best word I can use. In fact, St. Carlo Acutis used to say that all the time about staying connected. It's all about that. And so I'm happy your mother had that peaceful transition. Kathy, can you give us her first name?
Rosemary. And in addition, her sister also had dementia, who she was close to, and she was also very devoted to Mary. I mean, the whole family is, but she happened to die a year ago today on Immaculate Conception, so we all thought that was a beautiful day to die.
Mm. And what's her name?
Virginia.
Virginia. But your mom is Rosemary. Wow, so she carries
right.
the name.
Mm-hmm.
She carries the name.
So I think they're celebrating the feast day together today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're having a blast. I mean, this thing called life is tough here where we are, but they're having a beautiful time in celebration, and it's incredible. We're never going to be able to comprehend it. I mean, because we can't in our limited capacity, but once we get there, we're going to be like, wow, this is amazing. So we rejoice in that. Thank you, Kathy. God bless you and continued blessings during this Advent time. Thank you so much. I appreciate the call. Gloria is up next, who is also waiting so patiently. Gloria, I'm going to give you the virtual patience award. I'm going to send it to California, and you're listening on the EWTN app. I only have a minute. Can you squeeze? I wanted to squeeze you in though, Gloria.
Mm-hmm.
Go right ahead.
I just wanted to share what my Blessed Mother in heaven, how she helped me get through losing my 30-year-old son from a sudden heart attack.
Oh.
I just wanted to share that.
Oh.
Did you want me to go on right now?
Well, okay, I do, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to run out of time because do need to hear. Can you give us your son's first name? I want to put him in the prayer book.
His name is Mark.
Mark. Okay. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do, Gloria. I know this is not part of the topic tomorrow, but if you could remember, could you please call back tomorrow? I'll put you as the first caller. Matt will put you as the first caller. I want you to tell this story about Our Lady because it's too important. And this is very serious that your son had passed. No parent should have to bury their child, but your story is very important. If you can call back tomorrow, you hear the music, please, we'll put you first. You can finish the story. That's the best I can do. And thank you, Gloria, for waiting so long to be on the show. And we do want to hear all the details so we can honor Our Lady as well. Teresa in Medina, Ohio, I'm so sorry. I'm not going to get to you today. Please, you can always call back on Unscripted. Absolutely. Everyone can call back on Unscripted and finish their stories. They're so important. Thank you to the show team, Matt, Michael, and Rich. You did a great job today. Tomorrow, the question is, if you could be one biblical figure, who would you be? Okay, so we can definitely talk about Our Lady tomorrow. So Gloria, please call back. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.